Coming to you live from Radio Voice of Niger, your popular radio on Radio Raz. We hope you are enjoying this program. Remember, you can give us a call on 027371619. We are live here on the studio.
Join us and make your own contributions to this necessary topic. Our topic is breaking the domestic violence taboo in the migrant community. You know, the issue of domestic violence is much greater than what we think about it. The consequences it has for children are even worse than we thought. So, according to ongoing research, it has been proved that normal families, an average family, can have about 70-71 incidents of violence per year. So that is somehow too high, and that is why we think it's very important that we bring this topic to focus, so that we can break the taboo behind it. So when people are in an abused family relationships, they can know what to do and contact the necessary quarters that must be contacted, so that they will avoid dying in their relationships. So in this broadcast, we will be discussing this sensitive family issue that have refused to go, with the focus, with the purpose of bringing focus to it and helping people to know where and where to go in case they are domestically abused. So our guests today are Mr. Randy Anamua of the Scarsdale Kabese. Welcome to Majesty TV, Mr. Randy.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you for coming. We have Mrs. Felicia Ikacha, a community leader. Welcome to Majesty TV, and to Felicia.
Thank you.
We have Mr. Wale Binga from the
Africa School of Thought.
African School of Thought.
Founder of Africa School of Thought.
Yes, he's the CEO. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
And then we have Mrs. Angela, who is a co-worker with Mr. Randy from the Southeast Movement, you said?
Safety Movement.
Southeast Safety Movement. Okay, Miss Angela, welcome to Majesty TV.
Thank you very much, Apostle.
Thank you for being here. So, in this discussion, we are going to just answer as you are being prompted, okay? So that means nobody is saying number one, number two. So, if the question is relevant to you and you know that you can handle it, just go ahead and then start answering. Because I may not be looking at the back and saying, you, I will not do that. Okay? So those who are watching us, please, maybe through the internet, or you are watching on Facebook, feel free to let us have your own view and call the studio line as well on 020-33-74160. We will address some of your questions. So the topic again is breaking the domestic violence taboo in the migrant community. Now, my panelists, we all are migrants, and we know that this topic is very sensitive. So we don't normally speak about violence in our homes. We don't even bring them out. But is there any hint you have regarding to domestic violence among the migrant community?
Well, here, I have not had any complaint from anybody, but I know it happens.
Yes.
And just as you said, in Africa, we don't really talk about domestic violence, because it will be a shame as a woman if you go outside and tell people what is happening in your home. In Africa.
In Africa.
Your husband may be beating you, maybe for no reason, purpose.
You see, man?
That's what I want to say now. Maybe what some men have experienced in their own youth. They have seen their father beating their mother. And they will assume it's right, which is not right. And they have never had their mother complain before.
Okay.
Yeah. And in Africa, we don't have that system that this is an organization where you can go and complain.
Yes.
And even at all, some homes, if there is a problem between you and your husband, and you go to your mother to complain, your mother will even tell you do not expose your husband. Whereas, probably, the man at the end of the month will not give you money to do your domestic purchase.
Yes.
What I mean by domestic purchase, buy foodstuffs.
Yeah.
Then you complain or you tell him, honey, please, I need money to buy the foodstuff.
Wow.
Probably he's a drunkard that spent all the money outside drinking. And when you ask for that money, he starts beating you.
Wow.
You have no place to go.
Okay.
There is no organization. But here in Netherlands,
yes,
we have areas, we have institutions, instances where you can go.
Yes.
As a woman, where they can at least advise you to start with.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
And there also, they will also inform you if it is too much, you can go to police for your own safety.
Okay.
To lay complaint.
Yeah.
But in Africa, you can never do that.
Okay.
So that mentality we have in Africa,
we have carried it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So what I would like to add a little bit is that domestic violence in the context of Europe is different to the context of Africa.
How?
I tried to make research about it. I was in Belgium, France, tried to see how Africans live there. Then I come to find that in Africa, men are violent.
Oh.
But here also women cause it. They also violated men.
Yeah.
Because of that kind of system, justice, the police system exists. So when we are talking in the context of Europe, it's a different to Africa. So here, woman also can be violent to men. Can break the man down, can do all kind of worst to the man. I'm sorry for
that. No, you are right.
I was about to ask something.
What I'm saying is, in African context, here, migrants, assuming me as a
in
woman.
In the migrant community.
Omega community, me as a woman now, my husband is beating me.
Yeah.
How can I come out of that, my shell, to speak out?
Yes, that's why I say the taboo.
Because it's taboo, because
African
context, because back home, we did not learn that. You learn, you are in a marriage, you have to be submissive to your husband. No matter what your husband do to you, you have to endure and stay. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
But just as you are saying, it's true, I know, women here also can violate their men. But that is
local. It's most of the case.
But now, I say it as an African, what will give me the courage to step forward if I am being violated?
I know that one thing that we have in the Caribbean culture, and I think it's also in the African culture, is what happened in house stays in the house. We cannot speak about the things that happen in the house. So as children and as adults, we grew up with that thought. And that's why it's very difficult to go to the police, go to school, go to family, go to somebody who knows, to talk about things about the house. Because when you talk about things that happen in the house, the people get very mad with you.
Yeah.
And they say, why are you speaking? You're not trustworthy more. We can't talk to you anymore. So it takes a lot of courage for African people, for Suriname people, to go out in the world and speak about the problems. Because we grew up with the thought, what's happening in the house stays in the house. If something happens, you can go to your mother, you can go to your father, you can go to your sister, but you can't go to school or to the police. So it's very difficult to speak about it.
That's why I said earlier, as you said, we have been taught that whatever
Angela, are they still teaching that? Are they still teaching that, Mama? Are they still teaching that in the Caribbean?
You grow up with the thought that if things that happen, it stays in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You don't bring it easy outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a family, we have a family culture. So when you have lack of money, you go to your family first. Before you go to
neighbors.
Mm-hmm. So we grow up with the thought for if you need something, if something is wrong, then you go to family. But if somebody, if your father's beating you, your mother's beating you, your brother's beating you, then you are filled with a lot of shame. So you can't go to an uncle or a cousin. So it stays in the house.
Yes.
It's part of education, you know. They beat you, they beat children because they correct children.
Yes.
They want children to do great things, you know. But here become like, here in the context of Europe,
should I also
not only fire, yeah. So you can speak that way with your child.
You have to come in.
That's what you are talking about, breaking the taboo in African violence in African community. Look, that's what everybody's saying. In Africa, the way we even talk, it seems like women can't talk to their men.
No.
But here, the woman talk and the man talk. And when such a thing happen, what you have to do, as we were saying, we have instances whereby you can go, they will advise you.
Yeah.
As we said from the beginning, some men are alcoholics. And through that alcoholic situation, he abused the woman always home. And it's the woman are also alcoholic. Because of that alcoholic situation, they also abuse the man. Not with hand, but with mouth. Somebody can use his mouth even to abuse you. Even the actions cannot abuse you. They don't feel like being home.
Yeah.
And from there, they become aggressive. And aggressive in a family, when a family don't have peaceful to live in a house, it's always tension. And tension also can bring also violence in a house. So it's good that we should listen to each other and know that, hey, I married this woman not to beat her, or this man married with me not to insult her. We know women always, they have sharp mouths, sorry to say that. They can talk, they can cool, do everything for us. Only we have to know how to take some things cool and quiet. Because in Africa, when we talk, we always go like this. We don't look. But here we look direct to your face and they will tell you. And they say, yeah, Dutch, as they say, Holland people, they have, when they are small, they know how to talk. No, it's what they train them from. They train them to talk. If you're in school, your child goes to school, if you don't take time, you take something from home and tell them in the school. This is how the system is. So she tried to live an African way of living there and pick here. Then the woman, they can talk, and the man, they can talk. And we should treat each and everyone
nice. So what you are saying, Mr. Randy, is that from your own point of observation, people are not allowed, women are not allowed to speak freely.
In Africa.
In the African context.
Yes.
So they have carried the same tradition down here.
Yes.
And then you're appealing to your fellow men that they should allow women to speak. Is that what you mean?
We should leave the African...
We should leave women to speak.
Yes, here the women should speak. In Africa also, they should let the women to speak now.
All right. Women should also be given the freedom to speak.
Sure.
And not that when they want to speak,
they tell them to keep their mouth shut, don't talk.
But what is the reason why they are not allowed to speak? Because for me, I was brought up that way.
Yeah, but actually, just what he said earlier, you know, in Africa, when you are talking to your mother or your father or a senior,
with respect. Yes.
Yeah. You don't look eye to eye contact.
Yes.
Whereas here, children in front of
small,
they teach them how to talk eye to eye contact.
Yes.
You know? But what you are saying about is breaking this taboo. For us as an African, because most people, when they are being married back home, that's also where the problem comes. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Where they are being married back home and they bring them here, you know, the man at times, most of the time, takes the advantage. I brought you here. Yeah, you have to do whatever I see. The woman doesn't have equal rights to speak.
But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, but it happens.
The source of capo virus in Africa is different.
The source of what?
The source, what provoked, what brings it. In Africa, it's maybe behave, men behave. They behave bad, aggressive, or drinking, or whatever. But here, we are here in the live and pay. It's more financial. So this send woman to be more open, more they express themselves more than men. Here in Africa, in Europe, no woman sit down and they shut their mouth. No, when a financial problem arises, she must stand and talk, speak.
And in Africa?
In Africa, it's no financial problem. Even in a Caribbean or in Suriname,
yeah.
It can be behavior, character of man or for couple can bring balance. It's based on the characters.
One thing is that no one is going to marry the one he or she don't love.
Yeah.
Before you go with somebody, you love the person. Yeah? I love God. God is in me, so I always come to church and worship him and praise him. I'm coming to marry a woman to my home. It's not a boxer. I'm coming to fight him. And it's of the character that some people have in them. Like my brother is saying, Africa, we don't have financial. Here, man go, woman go.
Yeah.
Man work, woman work. But the love must be there.
Yeah.
Love, coupled with that love inside, it's always violence inside. Mm-hmm. We don't see somebody for the first time just love because she look beautiful. You don't know how the person's mouth is sharp. You don't know how the man's character is. You know how the man aggressiveness, you know. Some people have some way of living, married, get a woman to be by them, only to cook for them, but the rest, they don't need you anymore. But once you're going with all your heart, with all your energy, with all your brains. To touch a woman is a very bad thing, and a woman to insult a man is very bad. To avoid all kinds. Look, violence can also, when it happens in the family, then the children also become problem.
Of course.
They won't, it's affecting they don't, them too. Yes, they don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Because we have to face reality, brother.
Yes.
Here in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Europe.
Please feel free.
The main problem of couple violence, house violence is basing in the, we are living here. You have to pay and live it. It's not like Africa.
It's worse now.
Uncle is dead.
Yeah, so you can't borrow money there.
He's dead.
Yeah.
We eat dead.
Yeah.
But here, no. You have to pay your rent. You have to pay your energy. A lot of bills
mm-hmm.
are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So man must work. Woman must work. That mm-hmm. impact.
Mm-hmm.
That change the characters. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that change. So it's a different. I find it in France, I find it in Belgium, the same problem.
So what
you are insinuating is the violence is here.
Yeah.
Basically, it's being caused financially.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
When the women have been exposed to go and work, they can work in certain environments that will affect them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the time they come back, you know, you're already worked up. You're worked up. Any little thing can make you volatile.
Yeah.
So that's what he's trying to say. Because like in Africa, maybe the women do not normally go and work. But it's not in this modern time.
They're more housewives.
In this modern time, every woman is working.
Everybody.
Yes. You can't finish going to
but
school
in
and
Africa,
then
the man will hold you not to work. To send.
Excuse me?
You don't have wasting you to send.
Yeah.
Here you have to send wasting you and there is a bills. Bella's things and all these bills have fallen. So man and woman must discuss about it to solve it.
Excuse me, exactly. That is what I want to say now.
You're making a very good point.
If you call yourself husband and wife,
yes.
At the end of the month, you know how much that comes in.
Sure.
Yeah. And you know how much that goes out after paying all the
last,
as Dutch will say it. Then whatever it is over, you can then divide how to spend it. Just as we are saying, maybe you have an old mother back home in Africa or old father or siblings who doesn't have any sense. Then you have equally to send them money. So whatever it is over, you and your husband choose reason well and know how to spend it. Not that the woman, in brackets, maybe would take the money and go and spend it on clothes.
Not only in Africa, in Caribbean also.
Okay.
We send money also to our parents in Caribbean.
The husband will ask her.
All of these are migrant communities.
Yes.
Yeah. And the man will ask her, I just gave, let me say, 300 euros last week. How come that the money is finished? But you have used it on clothes instead of buying food stuff. So if the man is somebody that has loose hand, as the Dutch will say it, so when he is aggressive, he starts beating you. He starts beating you. But then as a woman, can you go outside and tell anybody, I spent all the money on my clothes. That's why my husband is beating me. But in as much that money is being spent on clothes anyway, he has also no right to lay his hand on you. Sit down and talk I don't think that the domestic violence is only an economic problem.
No, it's
because if you look at our growing up, the mothers that are now mothers, when they were children, if they did something wrong, their parents came and beat them up. So from children, they are used to get
beaten.
Mm-hmm. So when they are parents, they are doing the same thing to their children.
Yeah.
So we think it is normal, but it's not normal to beat your child up with a belt or with something else.
Yeah,
so
that is it. That is it. That
when
is
we come
that
here,
is, that is it. That is
but
it.
I also think in Africa and in Suriname and in the Caribbean, now that we became we see more of the world, we see that beating up our children is not normal.
And
if a child is doing something wrong, you can talk to the child, but we didn't grow up talk to child. We grow up with the bells.